Welcome to Heart Centered Life.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Heart Centered Life, the podcast arm of Heart Centered Programs. Heart Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into your life and having purpose, passion, and play. Hi, my name's Ellen Contenti, and I'm the founder and host, and I'm excited to launch this 12-segment series about the bigger game. And the bigger game is based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy that life is all made up. And I recently became a certified trainer for his program, and I'm going to be facilitating two workshops, one here in the Los Angeles area in April and one in June in New York City. And you can learn more about both of them on our website. But the purpose of today's call and this series is to really tell you more about what the bigger game is. So, if life is a game and it's all made up, why not play one you enjoy, right? One that excites you, one that challenges you, one that allows you to fully express your talent. And this 12-segment series over the next 7 weeks is all about introducing you to play your bigger game. Now, the bigger game is a workshop, and it's actually played on a life-size game board. It's full of activities, it's full of videos, group interaction, a lot of introspection, and it truly is life-changing. Now, each segment of my show, I'm going to cover the philosophy and the methodology of the actual Bigger Game board. Now, I've also interviewed the co-founder of the Bigger Game, Rick Tamlin, and you can listen to that interview as well. And throughout the series, I'm going to be highlighting Bigger Game players in the world and also looking to do some interviews with other people that are involved in playing their Bigger Game. So I'm hoping by the end of this series that you'll all be jumping at the bit to play your own bigger game. So, are you open to magic and spontaneity happening? If you've been in a rut and you are ready to get out, this program is for you. Now, your bigger game can spring from anywhere. It could come from your work. It could come from your home. It could come from your own community. So a lot of times you choose what it is that you want to do, but many times it chooses you. And it's really all about doing something that truly matters to you. It doesn't have to be big in scope. Just because it's a bigger game doesn't mean it has to be big. It just has to be bigger than where you are now. Because big refers to the impact that it has on you and your personal world, and also many times the world at large. And, you know, at the end of this call, I'm going to give you an example, actually a perfect example of what I mean in terms of it doesn't have to be big in scope. But first, let me ask you this question. If tomorrow was your last day, would you want to be living it the way you are now? Now, the bigger game and playing the bigger game compels you to answer this question. The game activates something within you that pulls you to make those changes. That's what's so powerful about playing the bigger game. It's actually comprised of 9 squares, and you play it on it looks like a tic-tac-toe board. So it's a life-size board game that you play over a 2-day experiential workshop. So let me tell you a little bit about the 9 squares. And each segment, we're going to go into each one of those squares in more detail. So tonight will just be an introduction to the squares themselves. So one of the squares is the hunger square. And when you're on this square, what it does is start to activate within you, what am I hungry for? What am I longing for? What's missing in my life? Or what do I want more of in my life? So you get in touch with that hunger. Another square that's actually right next to hunger is the compelling purpose. And the compelling purpose is many times comes off of that hunger, right? You have this hunger to do something. Now, how am I going to express that? What do I feel called forward to do? What is my purpose? So you discover that. Also along the part of this board is another square that we're all familiar with called comfort zones. And while you're on this square, it starts to activate for you where in your life have maybe you been stuck in a comfort zone. What comfort zones do you currently have going on in your life? And not that they're all bad. We all need to pop over to the comfort square zone at some point or square at some point. But have we been stuck there? So then we move down to the next level, the next row actually of the board, and we have a square called assess. And as the word indicates, the assess square is really just to get a temperature of where you are right now. Right? What's been going on in your life? Assess how things are going. And the opposite side of that is the square gulp. And again, just as that word indicates, when you're on the gulp square of the board, it is what is exciting and yet scary at the same time. For me, that would be like jumping out of an airplane would give me that feeling, like, oh my God, or on a roller coaster. So what is the gulp? Right? And many times that's tied to what you're hungry for, what your compelling purpose is. I'm going to come back around to the very center of the board in just a minute. So on the other side of gulp is the square investment. And so what this square tells you is, what do I need to do to invest in myself, to grow myself maybe, to play a bigger game, and what investments do I need to make in order to play the bigger game, maybe invest outside of myself. So that's your investment square. Come over to the next side of that is the square called allies. And allies is, who is my partner? Who can support me? Who would be my ally in playing my bigger game? The next square over from allies is sustainability. And again, just as the word indicates, sustainability is, what do I need to do to keep the game going forward? Also, can I leave a legacy with playing my bigger game? Or will the bigger game live past me? And then also, what do I need to do personally to sustain myself in playing the bigger game? And then the ninth square, which is right smack in the center of the board, is called bold action. And when you stand right there in the center of the game in bold action, you are activated to take a step forward. Right? It's right next to gulp. Right? So it's, what are you going to take that is bold for you? And any one of these nine squares will activate something within you. And the purpose of playing the bigger game is to literally move around the board and see where you feel called to, where do you feel pushed, where do you feel pulled. Right? Every time I play this game, something within me wants to come forward and play bigger for me. So you never have to get stuck ever again. Every day you can wake up and ask yourself, where am I in my life on the bigger game board? And that will indicate to you what you need to do next. So the tagline for playing the bigger game is, it's 9 minutes to learn and a lifetime to live. Because once you understand the concept and you've played the game, you can go back at any point in any one of those squares, and it tells you what you need to do next. Now, I said that I wanted to share a bigger game player, and this particular bigger game player chose a bigger game that we might not think is so big. And as I said, it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be big for us. So this is a story about a 19-year-old grocery store bagger named Johnny. And he really responded to playing his bigger game, really creating his own bigger game. Now, a lot of people may have already seen a video on YouTube about Johnny. And a woman by the name of Barbara Plant had come to his grocery store and had given a presentation on how to create a customer service friendly environment. Really, it was about creating positive experiences for their customers in their store. And Johnny had called her and told her that he had Down syndrome and that he was wondering what he could do to really make a difference, because he felt like, well, I have Down syndrome. There's really nothing I can do. I'm just a bagger. Well, he started to really think about what he could do to create memories for his customers, and he had an inspiration. After work, each night, he would come up with an inspiring thought for the day. And sometimes he would find them, sometimes he would write them himself, and he decided that he would place those in everybody's bag. So he'd bag everyone's groceries and he'd put in his thought for the day. And eventually his father would help him and they would print all these notes up and put them in people's bags. Well, what happened was about a month into doing this, or I don't even think it was a month, it could have been just a few weeks, the store manager noticed that his line was longer than everybody else's line. And so he made an announcement over the loudspeaker in the grocery store, you know, calling for more checkers. I need more checkers, more checkers. And he went up to the people in line and told them, you know, I'm going to get you, we're opening up another line, you can come over here. And they all said no. He said, no, it's okay, we don't mind waiting. We want Johnny's notes. Now, the store manager at the time had absolutely no idea about Johnny's thought of the day. And when the customers came to him and said, you know, we used to just shop here occasionally, now I make sure to come in every single day because I want to get Johnny's thought of the day. And what he realized, and what the store manager later told this woman, Barbara, that with Johnny's efforts, his bigger game had transformed the store because he also inspired other employees to find their own ways to reach out to customers. The floral department, for instance, began saving its broken flowers and pinning them on customers as gifts. So that the really amazing thing about this was Johnny actually never attended, you know, a bigger game workshop or seminar, but he proved himself as a natural bigger game player because he stepped out of his own comfort zone of doing business as usual, and he was hungry to do something more and found his compelling purpose. So he was hungry to make a difference, and if Johnny can do this, so can you. And the interesting thing, too, is he really naturally played the game, right? He recruited his father as an ally to help him make the slips. He invested time and effort, and he really did take some bold action. So if you are hungry to make a difference, if you want to take some bold action, you can play a bigger game. And next segment, we're going to talk all about the hunger square. So I look forward to talking with you all again on our next Blog Talk radio show, Heart Centered Life. We'll be airing on Friday. And I look forward to you all sharing your bigger game with me. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a beautiful night. Good night.